Does your spouse know you better than anyone? I tell couples I counsel that honesty is one of the most important qualities in a successful marriage. When you are married, you must send each other accurate messages and receive accurate responses. One or both spouses often make the major mistake of feeling one way and responding in another. When you fail to respond the way you actually feel, your mate's adjustment to you will not hit the target. Husbands and wives often use the expression, "Where are you coming from?" to find out how the other feels. If you project that you are coming from a particular place, your spouse will aim there with an appropriate accommodation. If in fact you really come from somewhere else, your mate winds up missing the target and you both end up frustrated. A simple example shows Helen asking Harry, "How are you feeling? Better?" Harry grunts and says, Yeah, I'm fine." "Then let's go to a movie." "Can't you give me any peace? I work hard all day, get indigestion, and now you want me to run out to a movie?" Whenever and wherever your mate asks you how you feel, tell the truth. It's foolish to lie out of fear that you will hurt your spouse's feelings or possibly hurt your own pride. Your mate has a right to your innermost thoughts. Your mate should know you better than anyone else in the world, even your parents. Knowing you includes your good and bad feelings, your frustrations, your problems and fears, anything that is on your mind. The Bible calls it two becoming one. We psychologists label it achieving good marital compatibility. When a wife hears lies from her husband, it knocks her response mechanism out of kilter. Suppose, for example, Barry lies to Barbara and says he loves the way she has her hair styled. So about a month later, Barbara spends $65 getting it cut, tucked up, and set. She comes home and says, "I got my hair done. Like it?" Yeah, honey, it's fine, just fine." Barbara senses that he isn't thrilled and can't figure it out. Really, deep down, Harry doesn't like her hairstyle at all. He just told her that to make her happy. Now she doesn't feel happy at all because she detects the underlying negative tone in his voice. His words say one thing, but he feels another. Barbara is confused by the contradiction. Three kinds of lying husbands. After years of counseling, I have discovered three basic types of dishonest behavior in husbands. 1. The born liar. From an early age, he has continually told small lies about inconsequential matters. Such a liar reports that he was reading when, in fact, he was sleeping. He fabricates stories about events in his past and constantly distorts the truth in subtle ways that seem almost unnoticeable at first. One can usually catch the born liar easily enough by doing a little simple checking, but be warned. When confronted, he usually excuses himself by pleading a poor memory. A chronic liar finds it nearly impossible to consistently admit the truth about himself. Such dishonesty will severely disrupt a marriage. Because his behavior is so ingrained, it probably will not change. Some of these men begin to improve during middle age and feel a certain guilt for their past dishonesty, but others remain dishonest the rest of their lives. 2. The avoid trouble liar. He doesn't lie all the time, only when there is pressure or a significant problem. Suppose a husband has gone through the week neglecting his responsibility to secure a babysitter for Saturday night's outing. On Saturday morning, his wife asks him, "Oh, honey, did you remember to call Gail about babysitting tonight?" "It's all taken care of, dear," he replies. To himself, he thinks, "No need to get chewed out about my irresponsibility. I can call Gail in a little while and set it up." But the morning goes by devoted to chores, and that afternoon, a favorite team is on the tube, and thoughts of calling a sitter get pushed far into the back of his mind. Evening comes, but no babysitter. "What happened?" his wife demands. "It was all set up," he lies. "She must have forgotten." His wife calls Gail, who denies that she ever got a call. The wife hangs up the phone and asks for an explanation. "I can't understand it," our liar pleads. "Why would she lie about it? I don't think we ought to use her anymore." The avoid trouble liar, as well as the born liar, have one thing in common. Their lying is rarely thought out, but rather impulsive and poorly planned. These people usually have what psychologists call a character disorder. They habitually distort reality with no apparent remorse unless they are caught. Then they often fabricate the remorse to get people to forgive and forget. Unlike the born liar, the liar who wants to avoid trouble only periodically lies in his marriage when he feels he is under pressure. Sometimes it is possible to bring this type of liar into honest communication by making his wife aware of the way stress triggers a dishonest reaction. She is able to experience a more honest communication as the stresses in his life are reduced.